The UN Special Rapporteur on Torture is concerned about the torture techniques some Republican candidates have mentioned during the presidential race. Juan Mendez says the waterboarding technique and harsher ones that some Republicans have spoken of bringing back are unlawful and immoral. He noted that such torture tactics are illegal under international, military, and constitutional law in the U.S. Only a while ago, Republican candidate Donald Trump indicated that he might order the military to break the law on interrogation tactics, including waterboarding, before softening his tone a day later. Last month, Republican candidate Ted Cruz also indicated that waterboarding was not torture and he would allow limited use of the practice. Waterboarding was used when former President George W. Bush was in office. The practice was banned shortly after Barack Obama took office in 2009. We're now joined by Mr. Ray McGovern, who is a former CIA analyst who is joining us now on the line from Washington. Mr. McGovern, how concerned should we be about these Republican candidates and their views on torture?
Well, it's a very unfortunate set of circumstances. The reason that they can get away with this kind of talk is because most Americans have been brainwashed into thinking that torture works. Now, torture doesn't work. Quite aside from the moral aspects of torture, the fact that it's wrong, it doesn't work. Now, you don't have to believe Ray McGovern on that. When George W. Bush, on the 6th of September, 2006, announced that enhanced interrogation techniques would be used against detainees and prisoners, to his great credit, not Bush, but General John Timmons, who was head of U.S. Army intelligence, got up on the same afternoon, and this is what he said. He was asked whether torture works, and if you ban torture, would you be deprived of intelligence that could be gotten from torture? General Timmons said this: "No good intelligence is going to come from abusive practices." I think history tells us that. I think the empirical evidence of the last 5 years, hard years, tells us that. Now, this was September 6, 2006, minus five. You've got 2001, when our government, under Cheney and Bush, started to torture folks. Now, this is very important because it is true, and all intelligence people know that it's true, you can't get reliable information from torture. However, there is a situation where torture can work like a charm, and that is if you want unreliable information. What do I refer to? Well, sadly, if you wish to connect Saddam Hussein with al-Qaeda, you can torture a prisoner into confessing that. I'm not making this up. That's precisely what was done. So that's the only connection in which torture works, to that very deceitful end of getting a false confession and then proving, because he said it, that there are ties between Iraq and al-Qaeda, which of course there weren't. Now, let me also say, because it needs to be said, that there are a whole series of international conventions and laws against torture. And those laws clearly define what constitutes torture. Now, those laws make it illegal, but they don't make it wrong. It's wrong because it's intrinsically evil. It's jus cogens. It's like slavery. It's like rape. Always wrong. So it's not wrong because of the laws. The laws are there because it's just plain wrong. And it's very, very sad to see presidential candidates bragging about the use of enhanced interrogation techniques when they probably don't even realize that enhanced interrogation techniques is a direct translation of what is found in the Gestapo handbook. I imagine it was itself as well, which means Verschärfte Vernehmung, That was the rubric. I have the Gestapo handbook. And what techniques were listed under that? The same ones that were used in Guantanamo, Abu Ghraib, and elsewhere, with a few enhancements. So that's how bad it is, that's how wrong it is, that's how illegal it is, and that's how ineffective it is.
Okay, well, we'll leave it there at that point. But of course, as always, we do sincerely appreciate you taking your time to speak to us today. That was Mr. Ray McGovern, who was speaking to us live from Washington.